Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to all of you. And, you know, make sure to get to bed early because next week on Friday will be Christmas, okay? So tonight we're going to be doing a show for just Tom 8, and this right here is some of the gifts that I would like to have in my stockings next Friday. First off, here's Mother's Finest. They're coming on my show. Tonight we're going to be talking about some of the things that we need to be prepared to do. Most important thing, we're talking about holidays, talking about family, talking about safety, talking about security, talking about not getting too caught up in the commercialization of, you know, what, you know, our nation, our, you know, community try to get you involved, get you depressed if you can't buy enough of the gifts. You know, I say put a name in a hat and pull out one so you only buy one gift. So you won't be so obligated to buy so many other ones. But the most important thing is you're on my show tonight, and I want to give you all my love to say thank you so much for taking your time out. Yeah, we got some big hitters over here. We got international authors. We have this one individual right here in the studio. He's going to come out here just for a minute. You all don't know anything about the Hamptons. If you do, now you're a little bit ahead of time, but this is one of the most talented families in on the planet. We got Lamont Hampton. He's coming out with some new music. I just told him please to come on, and these are just for the lady folks, okay? So I'm going to bring them on right now. Watch this. You don't know nothing about nothing unless you know Lamont Hampton. He is the man with the horn. Mr. Lamont Hampton, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. How are you, guy?
Man, you know, I'm going to make it. You know, if I had your hand, I would throw mine away, but I appreciate you taking time out and stepping out the studio for just a quick minute. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lamont Hampton of Slide Hamptons, the Hamptons, all the Hamptons. Tell people a little bit about yourself and your family, if you don't mind.
Tell about myself. Oh, well, I guess I've been in music all my life, so it's a family affair. I'm also a fitness instructor, and I'm actually working on some music and hopefully have something out in the next few weeks. But most importantly, I would like to give a shout-out, and it's not off the beaten path, to all the military and their contribution to our safety and our way of life. And you know, you and I talked about this, Tom, how important it is that, you know, we all take a look and a support for our Army, our service, military. So with that, I just want to give everybody this special gift. Please forgive me. I have not done this in a while, but I'm going to take a shot at it. Just give me a few seconds, and I'll be right there. Hold up.
Uh-oh. Okay, y'all get ready now. Watch this. This is raw. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy Kwanzaa and all that good stuff.
All right, I love you, man. Thank you so much for being on. I know you got to run, but if you can, I'd love to keep you mic'd up. But first off, I just want to see if I can get one person probably. Listen, she was saying she was a little tired and sleepy. I said I had a little suppressor for her. Let me see if I can get Tricia on here. Tricia? Tricia.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Oh, now you sound kind of awake. This is Lamont Hampton. I you know, that was a Christmas gift. Lamont, I know, listen, a $10,000 check is in the mail. That's what we got. But the point is, what do you think about that, Trish? This is all rock.
Oh, I loved it. Lamont, was that the horn?
That was me, dear. How are you?
I'm doing good. You sound kind of like I do, like a little under the weather.
No,
that's him trying to talk sexy. Anyway.
That's a
sexy talk.
Yeah, that's sexy.
Well,
I have to give you a shout out from Baltimore because I'm not in Atlanta this year for pizza. So I'm in Baltimore, so I just want to share some of the Christmas spirit. And
I love it.
And tell you guys I miss you, and I hope to be back there soon. And keep the reins tight on Tom, because I don't want to tear up Atlanta before I get back, you know.
Uh-oh, yeah, well. Hey, but guess what, Lamont? Can you give some of the people who are going to be listening to the show, especially, obviously, when you be coming out with your new, music, next, next month, how can they get in touch with you? Should they befriend you on Facebook, or do you have a site, or what?
You know what, Tom? Let's do it through you. So as soon as I get them, because my website should be hooked up to yours anyway.
Yeah, that's right. I got you.
It'll be an easier process for everyone and for us to pretty much get it somewhat connected instead of trying to spell it out to everyone, and it becomes mute after a second, So I would definitely have it run through your website and have the connection and everything there. How about that?
That's outstanding. Tricia, you got to be standing in line. Go ahead and get you on those pup tents because, it's going, once it hits, it's going to hit the fan. Lamont, thank you so much for coming on. Again, if you can, hang on, or if you have to go, I understand it. And when you do your songs, mention Tricia and Tom,
Most definitely will.
Hellcat.
In one of my
I don't know what the title is going to be, but Hellcat might be a good one.
Well, you know me, man. I like love songs, I'm all about love. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Oh, yeah. I
like that.
Listen, Lamont, I'm going to pull up a few other people, but now obviously you're going to be in Baltimore, you're with a good duration of time.
Well, about 3 months, 4 months I'll be here. Hopefully I'll be back in Atlanta or somewhere closer, somewhere around April. February, March, April, something like that, April, around April or May.
Well, Tricia owes you a waffle at the Waffle House, when you get back.
Just hearing the voice has already paid me for whatever she owes me.
Thank you, Lamont. Thank you. How about I make you the waffle?
Okay. Well, I won't refuse.
Does that sound good?
Diggity-diggity-dig. I have never gotten an offer like that, Lamont. I'm going to pick up a trumpet here sometime,
I'll give you the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
got to
keep it in the family, yo.
There you go. I love you, man. Listen, I want to mic up a few other people and just say hello to them, and then I know you got a role. We have a international author. This is Lynn Camp. Is this Lynn? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Is this Lynn? Lynn? Maybe
we have
770.
Hello?
Is this Lynn?
Yes.
Okay, well, this is Lamont Hampton. This is from a famous family.
Hello,
he played a little horn for you. Did you hear that?
Yeah. That was good. I like that.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and see now, Lamont, you need to stay up there in Baltimore before we have to, you know, call law on you.
I know.
But,
why? No,
we need him
down here. We need him down here in the promised land, Tom.
That's what. See what I'm saying? And we gonna be rolling like that, isn't that right, Tricia?
That's right. This summer we're gonna have him down, Lamont. I'm serious.
We're gonna have all kind of local bands, some of the other individuals, national, international players, and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
and come to a place where most people live their whole
life.
Hey, Tom. I'm calling you from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. I'm calling you from the promised land, Snellville, Georgia. Okay, now.
Yeah, can we come out to the lake?
Yeah, baby. Now, Lamont, this is Lynn. Lynn Camp is a freaking, best-selling author. Lynn, tell Lamont a little something about yourself and your book and what you have coming out with.
Well, Lamont, my last book, which came out the latter part of last year, is a collection of poetry called A Woman Child Emerges and Beyond. And basically, fortunately, I'm the survivor of domestic violence. But the way I got through that was through writing poetry. So I got this published, and now I'm doing it as a spoken word and getting people together. It's all about getting women together. We're getting people together, not just women, because if we didn't have the men, I wouldn't have this book of poetry. And a lot of men think when they read the introduction and find out that that was my way of coping when I was going through domestic violence, they think it's male bashing. But actually it's not, right, Tom? You read my poetry. It's not male bashing at all.
Yeah. And Lamont,
so,
you called me. Can you give that quote that you called me the other night? Call me mama's.
Oh, I forgot about that. Mama's pretty boy.
Yeah, that's what she. Hey, Lamont. So we mama's boys. You know what I'm saying? But we don't take no domestic violence like you talked about.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a problem with men being mama's boys, as some women call it, because if a man knows how to treat his mama, he knows how to treat his lady.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, you get a man who disrespects his mama, what is he going to do for his woman? I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So give me a mama's boy any day.
it's a wonderful thing that what you're doing, Lynn, because it educates men also, or young men and young boys to understand that their role in the society is protection.
Absolutely. Yes.
And, nourishment and nourishing and so forth, not the diminishing characters and lives, but to enhance them. So it's a very important thing what you're doing. What I was thinking is this, maybe when I get back, we get together and you can write a poem and we can put it to music.
That's what I do. I'm also a songwriter. So,
okay.
I was recently asked, how do I make my poems so rhythmic?
Right.
Well, little did the person know, it was not a person of color who asked this question. We have rhythm in our soul. When I write the poetry, I write it with rhythm.
Uh-huh.
And it has its own rhythm when it comes out of my soul and flows through the pen onto the paper. Get what I'm saying? So it's easy for me to read to music. And matter of fact, I can give them a little taste tonight and tell them to let me.
Come on, go ahead, take it. Come on now. Hey, now you're getting a treat. Let me go ahead and mic up someone else. Well, go ahead and get ready, Lamont.
Okay. I'm not sure my music will pick up. I'm on the run over here in the promised land, but we'll see what happens, okay?
Do your thing.
Closed my eyes and fell asleep. There you were, a strong black man in some far-off country, I don't know where, fighting for a cause you don't understand or believe in, and no one cares but your friends, your family, and me. And we're black, and what we care about doesn't matter. So you fight, fight, fight. And no one cares if you live or die but your friends, your family, and me. And we are black, and what we care about doesn't matter. And then the living hell of war comes to an end. And you come home and you find your people starving, ignorant, and oppressed. And no one cares but black people like your friends, your family, and me. And we are black, and what we care about does matter. So we feed our hungry, clothe our naked, and educate our ignorant. I wake up, and our children are safe and sound asleep. And you're by my side. And I close my eyes and fell asleep.
Lamont.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
We just got treated two times. One
time,
two times.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I usually charge big for doing.
Oh, I know
four.
You do. Oh, Lamont, listen. Hey, Lynn, your mind is in the mailbox, too.
Okay.
So as we're coming on, I got 404-391. Are you on the line? Hello? Well, a lot of people, I see so many people going on the switchboard. Trisha, what do you think about something going on? And as we're coming around, basically what we're talking about, and this is something that what Lamont just did, what Lynn just did, you know what I'm saying? What Trisha,
right.
I want you to say a little something about yourself. But see, when it comes from the heart, I told Trisha many times that I said, I hope you're writing this down, because when I come out with quotes, Lynn, I told you, and I said something today, and you were writing, I said, please write down, because we're nothing but vessels. Isn't that right, Lamont? When the spirit hits you, isn't that right, Lynn? And you just,
yes.
just spit, you know, it just flows through your pen. And you write it down. You don't know how. And if you say something like I do, and if I don't write it down, mm-hmm. I forget it. Trisha, bless her heart, I gave her quotes. Trisha can just, listen, she can just eat up my quotes. I told her one time, Lamont, I said, if you want to swing from the top of the tree, you got to let go of the trunk of the tree. Trisha said, oh, my God. And then I asked her what I just said to her, and she said, if you want to hug from the tree top, the branches on the ground. I'm thinking, what? She just messing up my poem, Lynn. But she was flowing.
That's how it happens. They call it improvisation.
But it comes out, and it comes out in a burst. I tell people, most successful people have a to-do list, have a pen and a pad next to the bed, and I wake up, you know, or when I go to sleep, you know, I spin over and I jot down a couple of words, and then in the morning when I wake up, I look at it, I say, what the heck was I on last night? You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
how about this?
They never should have given me a tablet, because now it's on 24/7. It's hard for me to turn it off. Okay, so I have the tablet beside the bed. I wake up and just start, you know, writing a story, writing poetry. You know, when it hits me, it's on. I just wake up, turn on the lights, and go at it. And then, okay, you need to get a little sleep. Put the tablet down. Turn it off. So it's even, you know, it's like I turn and say it. What do you mean you're not on stage? Either you're getting ready to go on stage, or you, either you're on stage or you're getting ready to go on stage. So ain't no such thing as not being on stage. So for me, ain't no such thing as not writing.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, well, Shakespeare said the world is a stage, and we're all performers.
And that's it.
Uh-huh.
And we all getting God given. You know what's a sad thing about, you know, what I'm trying to share with you. And this is when we're talking about Christmas gifts. First off, want Trisha to talk a little something about what she's got, the lookout lady. Okay, and this is fabulous. And Lamont, you haven't heard from what she's doing right now, but we all have to look out for each other. We got to stop being afraid to help each other. And the thing is, most important thing is some of the gifts that we get too caught up in, how much money it is, and want the iPhone 1800, whatever. The thing is, the things that we remember, like I remember when I was 4 years old, my daddy took me, stopped me at a drugstore and got me an ice cream cone. It sticks in my head, and that didn't cost. You see me? He bought me 3-wheelers. He bought me motorcycles. He bought me cars. He bought me all this. But the thing is, it's about spending time. And some of the most important things is something that you say to somebody that you don't even know what you're saying that's going to change their life and their perspective. And it comes through music, and it comes through words, and it comes through the lookout lady. Lookout lady, say a little something about what you're doing.
Okay, yes, Tom. My name is Trisha Bailey, of course. First of all, okay, the lookout lady started out as a little girl. Like you said, things you remember as when you were growing up. I was about 12 years old, and my cousin, he gave me the name the lookout girl because he said, Trisha, you're going to look out for the family. So you just, you know, I used to be, you know, odds and ends things. I was running errands for my cousins and, and, you know, I just did everything for people. And so as I got to be older, and I said, you know what, I wanted to create a character, a comic character, and the character is now called the Lookout Lady. So the Lookout Girl has grown up. So that's what I do. I look out for a lot of people. I mean, I have seniors that I take care of. I have, you know, young kids that I watch over. So, and I'm always, like, looking out for my safety or their health. Or, you know, if they need something, I'm always like, what do you need, okay? So I'm like, lookout girl. So that's how I came up with the comic character, and I want to make this character be a positive, you know, role model for young girls and boys. And I, you know, I want to go into school to talk about, you know, of course I advocate for, you know, texting and driving. So that's my main focus is safety and health. But that's how I got started with the lookout lady.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
And then guess what? Hey, Lamont, I have to shoot you a picture of her. She has a whole outfit. This is a woman.
I got the cape, yeah.
Just describe your outfit.
It is, the colors are black and gold. My cape is gold. And my skirt, little short skirt, is like a little car wash skirt, and it's black. And in the back of the cape, it has Lookout Lady on the back. I have a mask that I wear, so it's like, who's that mask lady, right? So, and so I love going to the schools, and the kids just love it. They call me the Golden Girl. I love it, and I talk to them about bullying in school. And I talk to them because I was bullied in school, so I can always tell them, give them experiences that I've had while I was in school. So, and that's what I love about just teaching the kids and the young girls about being ladies, not, you know, being, you know, talking about being, you know, hoes and all that. I like a young girl to be a young lady. And the guys to be men, you know. So those are the things, some of the things I want to incorporate with this character.
And also, Trisha, you work real closely with the 1 Billion Rise, and I talked to Lynn earlier today about that. Can you say a little something about what you and what was the woman's name from Fame?
From Debbie Allen.
Okay, Debbie Allen, and what do you do on February 14th?
Okay, February 14th marks the it's called 1 Billion Rising. Look it up. You can look it up on the internet, and it marks the day that women strike up dance for justice and for you know, freedom, and also for domestic violence. And it's estimated that one or two women are going to be raped or assaulted in their lives, and then we everyone from around the world get up and dance. We do the dance to Debbie Allen song. We did it 3 years ago. It started at the Capitol, Georgia State Capitol, and it's women all over the world dancing up, striking up against domestic violence for women all over the world.
I remember you talking about that when I was in Georgia. How did it go?
It's universal, Lamont, and as we're coming around, and I want to ask you because, I still hadn't even put the check in the mail, so I need to put two of them in there. But as we're closing out, can you just do something for the ladies on the line one more game? I put you on point. Just a close-out song for Christmas. And if they ask, right, I might sing along. But no, I won't do that. Lynn say, please don't.
Bye.
I know you're going to get in the studio and get out of the studio before you get in. Y'all just listen. We're going to have them back on. This is family. We're all family. There's only two kind of people in the right land from the promised land, family and strangers. In the right, Churchill?
Absolutely.
And so if you all both can give your contact information, I know that Tricia, she's available for, motivational speakers, inspirational speaking, for brand openings that you have. Tricia, can you give your information on how to get in touch with you?
Yes, Tom. I can be reached at my email is TrishaBailey80@gmail.com, and my phone number is 404-441-0075.
Lynn Camp, can you give your contact information, the title of your poetry? If it's obviously available on Amazon, but how can people get in touch with you? Because she is also a poet and also a motivational speaker and, other things. Can you give your contact information?
Sure thing, Tom. I can be reached at 770-828-6708, You can find all of my books by Googling my name, Lynn Robinson Camp. All the books are available on all major online bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books-A-Million, all of them. So just Google my name and you can have your choice. I'd like to mention that the books are available by ebook, so that they can be downloaded on your iPhones or your Androids. And books are really, really inexpensive that way. I don't know if people know how inexpensive books are when downloaded on the ebook. So you don't have any people say, I don't have time to sit down and read. You can read while you know, I see people talking while they're waiting in line. Well, you can be reading while you're waiting in line.
Amen.
So there's no excuse for not reading a book now.
And now here's another thing that she's kind of a little bashful when it comes to, you know, blowing her horn, Lamont. But we're working right now. She's working with her people, you know. She's having her people call my people and have to call Lamont people and Trisha people. So they won't even contact us. But anyway, the thing is, as also we're talking about it right now, have a book in our soul. We all have a book in our person. Lynn is working on a situation that what is the best gift to give someone is to be able for them to maybe, write their life story in a book. We've all heard this. If you want to, hide it from a black man, put it in a book. The thing is, what Lynn is saying, what Lamont is doing, what Trisha is doing, is something that we all have to come together, no matter the hue, the color of skin. It's about, helping each other. And some of the most valuable gifts that you can give anyone, especially the new generation, is for them to kind of stop and, learn how to love each other, learn how to treat each other, learn how to not be thinking that they're entitled to have something. Because guess what? If you don't fall in when you fit in, you ain't eating dinner at the table.
No.
Sure can.
Isn't that right, Lamont?
That's absolutely right. But I think you missed one point. People
go ahead, give it to me.
They need to remember to love themselves.
There you go. See, that's a number one.
Yeah, because if you don't, like you were saying before, like Lynn, you were saying you treat a woman like you treat your mother, and then you know how to treat a woman, but you treat people the way that you want to be treated. Because I study Zen Buddhism, and it's a study of how can I be a better person in any given situation, whether it's a situation where I'm getting the best part of it or I might be getting the worst part of it. But it shouldn't take away my joy, shouldn't take away who I am just because I'm experiencing someone else's, their difficulties. And, it's very important that you love yourself. Because if you can't love yourself, I think you have a hard time loving someone else.
Well, if you don't love yourself, you got a void that you can't fill. And for those who are looking for media exposure or, want to be on a national talk show, you can befriend me on Facebook. My name is Tom Livesey, and that's T-O-M-L-I, as in V, S-E-Y, L-I-V as in victory, S-E-Y, live to see a better day. What we need to be able to do is to do some things, but most over is to enjoy your communion with your family. And understand that the joy of Christmas is family, and the joy is not in the commercializations of purchasing, X amounts of dollars of cars to go bankrupt, for next year. We have to say this, a great dinner, a good joke. Lynn gave me a joke. I'm not going to tell it on the line because I don't know if I can see it online.
Lynn, what you saying, girl?
Lynn, what was that one joke you said? Come on, Lynn. Go on, give
I don't remember.
She's about like me. That's why I tell Trisha, I say, Trisha, I hope you're writing this down, because, I mean, you know, she say, Tom, what you say? I say, I don't know. I can't remember, you know. But any closing words? Any challenges out there? Are there any challenges out there? Who want to challenge somebody? Lynn, go for it.
I have a challenge.
Well, I want to challenge Rockin' Robin. I don't know. I told her to call in. So I want to challenge my little sister to purchase a book. And she's on stage doing her thing. But she needs to purchase books. She needs to keep promoting positivity. And I thought she would be on the air because she's one of the most positive and encouraging people. And she does it. She's so funny, you know. So, yeah, I
want to
challenge my little sister,
Rockin'
Robin.
Oh, yeah, Rockin' Robin. Yeah, she's, I think, doing a show in Athens or something like that. She's a comedian. Anyone else we have? I had a 770. Now, Lynn, are you 886 or 828?
I'm 828.
Okay, well, I have 678-886. Is there anybody online?
For me?
You got these women just passed out. Man, that horn.
Is that what it is, huh? All the women passed out.
That's what it is.
Oh.
Well, then I'm not.
You know, listen. Hey, I'm going straight to doggone you know, a music center, and get me one of those doggone used trumpets.
Trisha.
Trisha, if I played the horn for you, would you make me as a pancake?
Depends on how good you play it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, she gave me a challenge. What would you challenge? Let me just ask you, Lamont, what do you see in 2016 you could challenge these young men to say, pull the pants up, do something, you know?
I challenge the world to come together.
There you go.
And teach and love. And not just as human beings. All the theories, all the you know, other concepts that we believe in is wonderful, as long as it keeps you at peace. But I believe that as human beings, like the American Indian believed in, and you know, take care of nature and that we all come as one, and not as individuals. I mean, we all have our beliefs, we all have our concepts, but you know, each one says the same thing: love each other, treat each other respectfully.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
It doesn't matter if you're Buddhist, you're Catholic,
mm-hmm.
you're Baptist, you're whatever. You know,
they're human.
You know, no God is better than the other God. They're all God. You know, I mean. It doesn't matter. I know people believe in God and do some very strange things, you know. But I think it's up to us. And that's what I play music for. I play
mm-hmm.
music for because I want people to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I want them to take something from it. And, you know, I hope that's what it is. I don't use curse words. That's very seldom do I might use. I think out of the hundreds of songs I've written, I've probably used a handful of curse words, but it was for expression. You know, it really wasn't, you know, like it was the premise of the song, you know.
Well, let me just say this to you. You're talking to Trisha Bailey, and she, I have sent her a downloadable e-book, 101, How to Curse. She, bless her little heart, she tries to get mad sometimes, but she's like, you know, some people can curse with a roll, you know what I'm saying? But here she is, she's like, dig it, and she goes, I said, Trisha, stop. And then she got so mad one day, and she said, "Dang gummit!" I'm like,
yeah,
I said, you know, you're the whitest black woman I know. Bless her heart. But Trisha, what's your challenge? Since I punked you out.
Okay, let's talk about that cursing thing. Okay, but I challenge someone, and he knows who he is. I'm not going to say his name, but he knows who he is. I'm going to give him a $5 a cup, and every time he curses, I'm going to tell him to put some money in the cup. Okay, it's a cursing cup, and he knows who he is. So that's my challenge to that person. They know. So for the new year, so I'm going to have a lot of money before the end of next 2016.
Lynn, I need some protection. Back up. Lynn, what's your challenge? Listen, your check is coming in the mail too, Trisha. But Lynn, what is your challenge for new birth, for authors, for kids who want to go into writing? Is writing a field just like music? You understand? Here's the thing, you know, people like, well, can you write a number one song? You know what I'm saying? Hey, this
for
is
me?
Yes, Lynn.
Yes.
What's your challenge for the new intellects?
My challenge is for everybody who has that book in them. It seems that everybody that I meet and I tell them, you know, that I'm an author, I have, you know, a book. They say, oh, well, yeah, I have a book. I say, well, is it complete? Because, you know, I have an in-house publisher. Well, I hadn't written it. Well, if you hadn't written it, it's not a book, you know. It's inside you, it's a concept for a book. So everybody needs to get it on paper. Now, and if you need help getting it on paper, I'm a consultant. I can tell you how to pull it out. I can tell you how to outline it, how to set your goals, how to set benchmarks. I eliminate excuses. So, you know, people, well, I don't have time.